years, they got to effectively a place where they could get convergence on a lot of stochastic variables on an hourly basis, kind of felt comfortable with that, so we just kind of maintained that. That's part of it. Part of it is how much can you actually run without, you know, kind of hit and run and walking away. And sometimes these models are finicky. They'll get, if they're, it's not like they'll always run, so they're just, the runtime's not linear. So depending on how complex or hard it is to solve, it can run for 40 hours, 50 hours, I don't know. And then if you kind of just tweak one thing, it may run for, I don't know, weeks. You know, it just, it can get hung up on something and get stuck there. So it's, there's a practicality to it as well as how many iterations can you actually handle.
I thought of a question, sorry. Was it an Enroll study? This kind of outlined the capacity factor approximation method. It recommended doing the method for the top, I think, 10% heavy load hours. But it looks like you did it for all.
Yeah, so there's, and I think this was addressed in the testimony too, if you look at it, there's I think, what was the number, 500 and some odd hours out of the 8,760 hours in the year where we saw LOLPs greater than zero. So you don't see LOLPs greater than zero in every hour. It's almost like that first chart I showed where you went down to zero. So that 576 hours is less than 10%. So we effectively did that percentage, or we did all of them 100%. It's just that when you're weighting them, the zero times the number is zero.
Okay.
The weighting factor is zero.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.